Whoa.
Samantha Cox just got some mail. She dips her hand into a cardboard box, pushes aside the plastic wrap, and pulls out a dragon.
I'd order all the way from China.
And right where the dragon's scales would be is a mouthpiece from which the future owner will inhale smoke.
It's a pipe.
Since January 5th, Evergreen Natural Foods has been selling pipes for marijuana use under Herb and Legend, a separate business begun by Cox and her partner Mitch McGraw that sells its wares inside the natural food store. Before Christmas, they were tossing around ideas for how to bring more money into the store.
What can we sell that's going to bring in customers, that's, you know, going to be unique to the town and something that people will actually spend their money on while, you know, the economy isn't doing so well?
And so they opened a marijuana accessory business. And they're not the only ones. 2 weeks ago, Tongass Threads also began to sell marijuana pipes. Owner Kathleen Hill said she too wanted to jump on the business opportunity, but decided to keep the product separate from shoppers. Her pipes are stored in a room behind the consignment shop. When I visited Urban Legend at Evergreen, Cox said that customers' reactions have mirrored the 30-70 vote of sick-ins on ballot measure 2. 70% support the new venture, or at least keep quiet about it, and 30% are vocally not happy.
I got a lot more of the older, more conservative folks who, when they found out these weren't vases, were not so thrilled. And there's a lot of times where I'll get passive-aggressive comments, and I can't really speak back to that. They'll come in, they'll be on the phone with someone else and make the comment, oh, I'm never bringing my children here again.
Since public attitude towards pot is so mixed, I was half expecting the new merchandise to be clustered discreetly in the corner, like the porn section tucked away in the back of a video store. But no, the accessories are right behind the counter, in your face, proudly arranged. Cox said that was intentional.
We went to California and did like a little, looked around at the different head shops and whatnot there. And while there were some great ones, there was also several that smelled bad. They mixed products that could be used for heavy, scary drugs in with their marijuana products. And I want a place where people don't feel ashamed, where they can come in and that it's clean, that it's respectable. Everybody knows it's here and everybody knows it's normal.
Compared to other states, marijuana has a long history in Alaska. In 1975, Alaska was the first state in the Union to declare that adult citizens had a constitutional right to privacy that protected their marijuana use at home. When Senator Dan Sullivan was in town last Friday, he brought this up.
And he said, well, it's always been legal. And we said, yes, but what's going to change on the 24th is that friends can give each other marijuana.
This is Sitka's municipal attorney, Robin Kochak. What remains illegal, at least until the state starts issuing licenses in May 2016, is selling marijuana and growing it for commercial purposes. Kochak has experience with this paradox. She brings up the example of alcohol in some rural communities, where you can possess the drink, but not buy or sell it.
We, as prosecutors, would laugh about that and call it magical alcohol. If it magically appears, you can drink it. If it magically appears, you can, you know, you can consume it. So, yeah, this could be a real magical time in the middle.
The other aspect of marijuana that will remain illegal indefinitely is consumption in public. Those in violation will be fined up to $100. In this new climate, Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt doesn't anticipate many tickets will be handed out right away. A lot of law enforcement will be left up to the discretion of the officer. Come Tuesday, if someone is on their front porch smoking a joint or in their backyard, neighbors could smell smoke. How would the police department respond?
I think as long as it's not bothering anybody, we won't know about it and we won't be looking to enforce it. You made it sound like there's potentially this came from a complaint from a neighbor saying, hey, we can smell it. And we'd probably go talk to them first and say, hey, can you take it inside? The smell's going over to your neighbor's place. And I think that would be the approach.
Schmidt said the department is more concerned about cracking down on underage use and operating vehicles under the influence of marijuana. After February 24th, he expects things to calm down fairly quickly.
I don't expect a bunch of people smoking marijuana in the street, or I just don't see that. I think it's going to be kind of anticlimactic, actually.
What is unclear in the year ahead is whether Sitka will allow money to mix with marijuana use.
You need a copy of your car receipt?
No, thanks.
Samantha Cox of Urban Legend has no interest in growing or distributing marijuana herself. She said she's plenty busy keeping up with new orders. Sales have been booming in the lead up to February 24th. Her customer base is a mix of casual users and heavy ones, and a handful of current cancer patients.
Several of these patients have come in and said that they were just, though they would have loved to have used marijuana during their treatment, but they were so afraid of the judgment and being labeled a stoner, as if that, you know, makes any difference on their worth. But there's those people, and then there's the folks who just, they're ready for the change.
And it's this second kind of change, a shift in the attitude towards marijuana, that Cox says takes more than a law to make possible. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.